our son might have a twin. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Stoller, associate research astronomer at the University of California, Berkeley, examines binary stars and whether our sun's twin is still out there in the universe.
Many stars aren't isolated objects, but members of a binary, two stars orbiting each other because of their mutual gravitational pull. Research I've done with radio astronomer Sarah Sadovoy indicates that all stars today, including our own sun, began as binaries. Now, stars form out of egg-shaped gas clouds called dense cores. Sarah and I think that dense cores only produce stars in pairs. A recent radio survey located young stars, both single and binary, in the Perseus molecular cloud, a typical star-forming region. These youngsters are still buried inside their parent dense cores. A second survey produced images of these dense cores. Combining results, we found that the most widely separated binaries are also the youngest. These wide young binaries are aligned with the central axes of their dense cores. Apparently, cores create binaries along these axes. As the stars age, they can drift together. This orbital shrinking takes about a million years. We next tested a number of theoretical models to account for the observed populations of these young stars, both single and binary. In the scenario that worked, dense cores produce only wide binaries. These binaries either shrink as they age, or else they break apart, the stars going their separate ways. It's more probable for a binary to break apart than to shrink. The bottom line is that any single star, including our sun, is actually the product of a dissolved binary. The sun's fraternal twin left it at birth 4 billion years ago and has now drifted far away.
That was Stephen Stoller of the University of California, Berkeley. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.